stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Is there anyone here who would like to speak to items on the agenda?
Robert Chuckler, President of the Council of Classified Employees. Last week, I couldn't believe it. I see this graph that showed you, and it's because for years I've heard Richard, Eric Alvaro, and Robert all present to previous boards and to the public that 3 years out, the sky has fallen. The sky has fallen 3 years out. And you've seen a graph last week that showed you from 06-07 all the way forward that the sky didn't fall and there was money. In fact, at some point there was double-digit reserves. We know there's a 9.14 reserve for 14-15. We're asking that you give direction to your team to settle with us. I think that graph spoke wonders. I just hope you'll take it into account that the sky is not going to fall in 16-17. We will be here and the budget will be fine. And the raise you give us is very low in comparison to the other units that are out there. Thank you.
Is there anyone else who would like to speak? Then we'll move right forward to item 3.1, which is the in-district transfer grant appeal hearing for Danny Escobar.
Thank you, Lady Brown, Director of Student Services. By our board policy, families who are denied an inter-district transfer have the right to appeal within 30 days of the denial, and that's why we're having this hearing tonight. We denied Danny's application as a kindergarten student, first-time entry into our district from the Pajaro Valley School District. And we denied it strictly on the grounds of capacity. We are full in our elementary district. We are over-enrolled at this time in Bayview School and in the elementary district as a whole. And we just can't accommodate students from outside our district as much as we would like to be able to. And it's been about 6 years now that we haven't been able to enroll even siblings of students who currently attend. When the sibling arrives into kinder, we have not been able to enroll those students. And also we are having students enroll in their own district when they leave our district, even though they've been attending. When they move out of the district boundaries, they also then leave and enroll in their own district. We just can't accommodate students, even though we'd like to. We're proud of our schools. We would love to throw the doors open, but we just don't have space. We are full in all of our elementary schools right now. And being over capacity impacts not only the students who are in our district and pay taxes in our district. It impacts libraries, it impacts the playground, it impacts the cafeteria, those facilities where we just have one and we can't expand it as we expand the amount of students that use it. In the same way, we can bring a portable on if we needed to expand for the students in our district. So that kind of double impact is really the challenge. And we've denied everyone who's applied into the elementary district this year. So I've got any questions about that?
Thank you.
Hi, parents. Family. So, this is the
parent of Daniel Davis Court, Maria Escobar. And I'm Maria, I'm Student Services Administrative Secretary, and I'm going to do translation.
¿Quiere repetir lo que ya había dicho para ir por el tránsito? Oh, mamá se estaba, quiero que si me pueden aceptar a mi niño a Bayview, porque tengo mi hijo Micho aquí, mi niña en Santa Cruz High, y trabajo en Bonterre.
She's here to appeal the decision due to she has a current student at Mission Hill as well as the one at Santa Cruz High, and she works at Boulder Creek.
El motivo es porque no tengo quien me recoja donde vivo, no conozco a nadie, y ese es mi problema que traigo ahorita.
She's having child care issues. She doesn't know anybody where she currently moved to in Watsonville. That's the reason she's asking for the appeal. due to childcare here. I had spoken to her earlier, stated that the children can help with after school. That's why she has somebody in somewhere on the west side around that could help with childcare versus Watsonville.
Le acabo de decir que brevemente hemos hablado de que no tiene nadie allá, pero tiene alguien aquí.
Correcto.
¿Algo más?
Ya me sentí a decir.
At the moment, that's all. I have no idea what else to say.
Do we have any questions in the board? Comments?
What district is Boulder Creek in? Can I ask somebody else a question? What district is Boulder Creek Elementary? Is it San Lorenzo Valley? Are they accepting open enrollments currently?
I believe they are.
I think that we might have misunderstood. I think the mom is at Boulder Creek Flowers, at the forest.
Oh, not in Boulder Creek.
Or trabaja in Boulder Creek?
Sí.
Con la florería de Boulder Creek.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you. So aquí abajo en la escuela.
No, allá en Boulder Creek.
Oh, she does work in Boulder Creek.
Can we make a recommendation?
Do you know if SLV is taking?
I don't know, because of the LCAP class size limits. At this time, I don't know they have in the past. I mean, you certainly could
ask
and that might be a help. So the question, Maria, if you want to translate, would it be helpful if Danny attended school in Boulder Creek?
¿A usted le ayudaría si Danny asistiera a la escuela para el cabo de Boulder Creek?
No, mejor preferiría para algo de ello. Se me hace más fácil para que me lo recorriera.
After school.
No, that wouldn't be an option. Maybe it's closer to the person that would watch and pick up.
¿Y cómo llegan todos esos niños a la escuela en Santa Cruz High?
Me lo lleva mi hermano.
¿Y usted se va a trabajar?
A trabajar.
¿Sola?
Sí.
Okay. My translator got the rest of them.
I'm sorry.
I do.
Wow.
She just asked how did the other two siblings get to their school. Mm-hmm. She stated that her brother transports them over to Mission Hills.
And then I asked how if she goes to work on her own, and she said yes, she does.
Sorry, I forgot that part.
Sorry.
Okay. No, it's good that you know. Really nice. Any other comments or questions? Thank you. Any discussion?
Well, I do just want to have a comment in this part that these are very difficult. And when we make these decisions, don't be singled out. We're just asking them in the elementary school. So I don't ever want it to feel personal, but we really can't.
Until you get two or three lanes become two lanes.
Mm-hmm.
That's where it just goes to full.
Thank you.
The question was actually for the district because I did sign up the all trustees, because I would say, I don't know if you've gotten this email, so I get all trustees and Brad.
I email these minutes to you guys tonight.
Can we just, so I can be on board, so that on the agenda?
Yeah.
Okay, so it might be under Patricia, it might be under the task.
I got.
Under the task, yeah, I figured so, because Allison didn't really write it back, I go, okay.
But I also got Allison's response, I just didn't respond yet, that she's gonna be at the rush, she mentioned you were looking for a spot on Friday.
But we're really just looking to get people to come, before the 20th of October. And the whole purpose behind that is when the ballots draw. The target of people we're speaking to right now have voted in the last six cycles by mail, they're going to vote. We need to make sure they hear our message, understand about that. And we're not trying to change any of the songs, we're just trying to count, so that we don't wake up in 4 weeks and say, oh, we changed the march. Because last night, the first night I started finding the ground, we don't do taxes, we don't care if it's Tuesday. And that's kind of, that's always a little bit alarming. So, you know, we want to make sure we see the value in the RFP program, and that's one of them. In order to get people on the phone. The labor part will be walking, a lot of people don't mind walking, because it, you know, it is not. Jeremy, you wouldn't say we're trying to change it in this town, we're just trying to get more money from the county. So, I think you can do rally the troops, or rally the troops to rally around the troops, like sending most of the community. And you're well represented.
I will send information to you, Maria, on how you can take this to the next step.
So, did you know that you sent?
I will send that out tomorrow or the next day.
Did you send the informational email?
And Allison replied.
I didn't get it. I just got the test email. You sent it to the school board. So you sent it to my Gmail.
Good evening, everybody. Thank you very much.
Most of the parents I know in Harbor are also before your parents. Yeah, so I will see them, but I don't really know any new parents in Harbor right now.
Thank you, folks.
It was good. It was good. There, so
that always makes me happy to hear.
Thank you.
But time is open house started.
Okay, Gail's about to speak at 6 o'clock. And then if you want to get, well, you're not a carnivore, but if you're a meat eater, they are
barbecue. So Patty, I'll send you an email from my Gmail. And because I'm not receiving your emails.
I just don't leave anything to chance, because $32 million in this budget makes my decision making easier for the next 3 years.
Yeah.
A lot of money.
And most people would say, off the cuff, they're always behind education, but are they the voting crowd, first of all? And,
right.
And the good thing is we can see when we call these people the age, and so without insulting, we always mention that there isn't
The senior discount, yeah, as they say.
Senior discount. Well, it is great, because a lot of people do say, you know, I am behind it, and it's good to know that, because they've seen leaner times.
Right.
Take it easy.
Yeah. Okay. Good night,
folks. Good night, Nancy.
So did you have a good meeting last night with the folks?
Come on.
We're supposed to leave these here, Nancy? I kind of wrote all over.
Oh, take it.
Okay.
I just try to get the public out to take every single one of them off the table. But it's really awkward now because we're printing way less. And I think, you know, I'm not quite sure what to do. Do I just, you know, just tell people to wing it? People should just start bringing their laptops and our PDFs or anything?
Right.
I'm not quite sure how this is supposed to go yet.
We'll get there.
Yes.
Do you want some help putting this all together?
No, I am so good. I'm gonna get out of here at 6:30 because, hey, I might as well make it an even Steven hour, you know?
That's right, you have to stay late anyways. All right, well, thank you.
Thank you. I'm so sorry you guys had to come all this way for the one thing.
It's okay.
But it's important.
It is, it is.
And she really took it hard and was so hard. She was crying.
Well, I think taking out the schools up there.
I think it's really a good sign that the other two people said, you know, they talked it over and their students were happy where they are. So one school really gets rolling. I don't know for her, it doesn't seem to be quite, I don't know if she's a single parent. That probably has another, adds another layer to her, you know, her problems for needing that childcare, you know, option.
Yeah.
But it's just so difficult. It is. Have a good evening.
You too, thanks, Nancy.